Welcome to episode 34 of the Read Possible podcast. It must be Thursday. I must be Bradley Charbonneau. It's time for Read Possible. Doing a project with your kids, or you want to do a project with your kids, but we're not going to call it a project because nobody wants to do a project. We call it an experiment, but an adventure. I'm going to do an experiment with your kids, but it's really a project, but I'm only saying project because we adults understand the word project. Not going to do that. That's boring. Sounds like science project. Nobody wants to do that. So you want to do this adventure with your kids, this something that you're going to start and persevere and do and finish, you know, like a book or a meditation or a song or a painting, something you do together and work on and get finished. Remember that finish part. Got to get finished. Got to get it done. But how do you start it? How do you get them going? How do you get them involved? You can do what I do. I have pretty much the market covered on how to not start projects with kids because I have from experience. Like, hey, do you want to work on the book project, son? No, running away boy. Hey, how about we get working on that? See, I'm already missing. I'm using the word work. I start off with, hey. I never say, hey. It's all wrong. So I was just talking with a musician, and he said, he asked his daughter, I could use your opinion on something, because you're real creative. Whoa. So he could use her opinion, because she's very creative. He needed something from her, because she was good at something. So he's built up her confidence, and he's just asking her opinion. Not asking for some commitment of a month long of slave labor or anything. Like, you know, I would never do that. Quick answer. Quick question. Quick answer. Sure, I'll help you with that, Dad. She's probably happy to. She's proud to. She's confident. She's even honored that her dad respects her creativity and wants her opinion on something. I'd jump at the chance. We all would. He created her. He treated her as an equal, as just asking her opinion on something. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't really want her opinion. Maybe he doesn't need her opinion. Maybe the project's done. But she doesn't know that, and he's asking that. So he probably does need it. But it got it started. And then she got interested. And then if she gets really interested, maybe she wants to be a part of the project. Maybe she gets even more interested. She wouldn't mind finishing the project, doing it, finishing it. And she's a part of it. And she's a team member. She's a co-creator of the project that we're not going to call project. The adventure, the experiment. How about your opinion on this? How do we get kids involved in the things we're working on? Oops, don't use words like work. What is this? What's that game where I can't say, I'm trying to say the word dragon, and I can't say anything around the dragon? Fire breathing. Project. It's not a project. It's an adventure. We're creating a time capsule for the future. Something that we're going to make now, hold on to, and cherish and relish later on. That's how we're going to get our kids started on this. Treat them as equals. Ask their opinion. Compliment them on their skills and their experience and their knowledge. And see where it leads. What's the worst that can happen? It's Thursday, episode 34 of Repossible Podcast, out in the dark, very dark, in the center of Holland, in the forest in Doorn. I don't see any stars. That's it. Signing off for this week. Until next week.